This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu writes something very profound. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Chayv Adam Lavarech Al Hara, we are obligated to praise Hashem for when something bad befalls us, Kishem Shehi Mavarech Al HaTayva. In the same manner, we thank Hashem for when something good happens to us. Meaning, if the Shatran calls you up and he tells you, the other side said, it's not Nogea. Or if your favorite seminary rejects you, you must say thank you Hashem with the same passion and enthusiasm as if they said yes. But how is that even humanly possible? This seems so unrealistic. How can Chazal expect a person to have that level of amuna? Says the Gra, HaToyva hi lefi erech hara. The good is commensurate to the bad. What does that mean exactly? So he explains, if you lose $1,000, you should praise Hashem just like you just found $1,000. And if you lose $10,000, you should be even more joyful, as if you just earned $10,000. How's that possible? Says the Gra, HaToy v'hi lefi erech hara. Because in accordance of the amount of kindness that Hashem plans to give you, in proportion will be the hardships that will precede it. So if the kindness that Hashem plans to give you is really great, the difficulties that precede it will also be very severe. So if you're experiencing terrible pain and suffering, that should give you tremendous joy, because the chesed and the benevolence that Hashem is about to give you will be equally as great. You will experience tremendous joy and happiness. When you truly believe this, you will have no problem praising Hashem for the bad, just as if you're blessing Hashem for the good. Because you will realize that the ra, the hardships and the difficulties that you are now experiencing, is just a prelude to the immense toif, to the immense kindness that Hashem is about to give you coming your way. This is what the Gra is saying. If something very bad befalls you, Chas v'Shalom, you should praise Hashem even more, because within great suffering, an even greater chesed is concealed. I saw a fascinating parable from Reb Shlomkov's villa, and he explains this concept of the Gra beautifully. He said, if a meshulach, a person that is collecting money, approaches a man in shul, and the man asks the collector, do you have 50 cents? The collector knows immediately that the man will give you a $1 bill. What if the man says, do you have $4? Then the collector anticipates receiving a $5 bill. What if he asks him for $10? The collector expects to receive a $20 bill. According to what change he requests, that is how much money he's about to give him. What if this man asks the collector, do you have a $50? So if he's an inexperienced collector, he can be thinking to himself, this Gevir wants $50 from me? Who does he think I am? Bill Gates? Doesn't he see that I just traveled all the way from Eretz Yisrael to collect money to feed my family? But if he thinks about it for a moment, he will realize, you know why he's asking me for $50? It's because he wants to give me a $100 bill. This explains the Gra beautifully. If Hashem is giving you much suffering, essentially what this means is that Hashem is asking you for $50. And that means He wants to give you $100. So don't despair. As great as the suffering, in proportion will be the reward. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.